This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Just myself and yourself, Callum.
Yeah, Dave's gone for a haircut and there's no one else in the room.
No, there's absolutely no one else in the room.
Nobody here.
No one breathing in the corner.
No one here. Busy. Do you know what? We've a lot to be doing.
Don't be a Dave, you little dickhead.
You would never say that to his face. You would never. Never. I'm going to play this to him tomorrow.
Don't be a little dickhead.
In tomorrow's podcast. Emma Nolan.
No, don't be telling people to feck off.
No, we've a lot to be doing.
Right.
Enjoy the show. It's a busy show. Dave said it was a really good show and he was really enjoying it this morning. So if Dave said that, you're going to really enjoy it.
Wake up. Spins Fully Charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Hello. What's the crack?
Good morning. What's going on? Do you know what? I was at the Bord Gáis last night, right? I had the tickets in my back pocket.
Yeah.
I went in to reach for the tickets in the back pocket just to pull them out. They were in an envelope. And I got the deepest paper cut I have ever gotten in my life. It bled for about an hour.
Well, are you going to get a few quid out of the Bord Gáis for their envelope?
I think so. I think I'll have to claim. Because they're so, so sharp.
Can I see?
You can actually see the scar.
Oh my God, you can see the scar.
Isn't it bizarre?
If that was my niece Florence, she would use that for 3 weeks until it cleared up, going, Emma, look, I hurt myself.
Honestly, Emma, don't rule it out, because I might.
Yeah.
It was incredibly painful. I just walked around. Because me and Pippa went, right? And Pippa was like, just get a tissue and hold it over. But every time I squeezed the finger, a load of blood would come out.
Yeah.
So I had to cover up with the finger again. And I hate blood. I just hate it so much. So she was like, give it to me. So she just held my finger and squeezed it into the tissue.
How did she survive without her?
I have honestly no idea. And she just squeezed it into the tissue. And so we just stood there by the door. And I was like, do people think we're trying to hold hands? But in actual fact, she's just holding my pinky finger.
It's like, look, we're not even going to do it in first base, babe. It's the first day of the Bord Gáis.
And she's holding it up as well. Like, she's not holding it down by her sides or anything. She's holding it up by her head, like just squeezing. So she's texting with one hand while she's holding my pinky finger in her left hand, just held up.
She knows. She learned quite quickly who she's dealing with.
Yeah.
I respect that a lot.
I remember after her, I was like, is it over? Is it over? And she had to take off the thing. She's like, no, it's a lot of blood.
Obsessed. So, yeah.
Can I take your finger injury and raise you my finger
go
injury?
On.
I had a finger injury last night as well.
I also have a toe injury, but go on. What's your finger injury?
It's one of those ones where he's like, I'm not ready to be an adult and I need to hand back my adult license.
Okay. Yeah.
I had some hot cross buns last night.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the most English sentence I've ever heard.
I put them in the toaster, just get them nice and crispy, put a bit of butter on. I was like, do you know what? I'm going to be good. I'm going to put the toaster away straight away. Forgot the toaster was hot, put my hand inside the toaster to put it away, instantly reefed the toaster on the floor, and two fingers where I picked the toaster up from are now nice and crisp.
Why are you picking it up like that?
Why are you putting the toaster away?
I know.
Yeah, why are you putting the toaster away? That's the more important question.
I was like, let's not get into this. It's very local radio. Why didn't you put your toaster in the press?
Toaster in the press?
It's just out of sight, out of mind.
Oh my God.
I actually can't believe you're one of those people. Is the crumbs not just spill everywhere between?
Well, they do when you throw it on the floor after you burn your fingers.
True.
But normally they just stay in a little bit.
Oh my God.
Cross buns, he puts the toaster in the shelf.
It's the biggest Protestant ever this morning.
Recharged.
You're on Spin with Emma and Dave. Next Tuesday, April 8th, we will be hosting Dave's adult kids birthday party at Jump Zone in Santry. And if you missed out on tickets, well, if you are under 18 and you were left out of the crew when we were giving away the tickets earlier in the week, well, make sure you're with us after 8. That is all I will say for now.
For now, though. This coming Monday, Big Brother returns in the celebrity version.
Nice one.
I'm very, very excited. This is my favourite reality show and a lot of people never really seem to give it a chance ever since it kind of disappeared from Channel 5 years ago. And when it came back a couple of years ago, I feel like it maybe got a million viewers or something, but I don't feel like people really gave it a chance. I genuinely believe it's better than Love Island.
Oh God, it's 100% better.
I genuinely believe it's better than I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, 100%.
The reason I say this is because it's real. There is no producers telling the contestants what to say and what to do. It is completely real.
The Celebrity Big Brother version last year was amazing. You had Sharon Osbourne in there, Louis Walsh, Ekansu made a real Irish person
in
there.
Oh my God, there was a load of people. Did you watch it last year?
I was hooked on it last year.
It was so good last year. So the lineup has basically been announced, and there doesn't seem like there'll be any surprises on the night, so I feel like I have the full lineup. And what I thought, Emma, that I'd do is I'd go through it and just give you the names and see if you know who they are that's going into the house.
Damn, you know, this isn't my forte.
It isn't your forte, but I'm going to give you five names that I knew straight away that are quite big.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to give you some others as well a little bit later on, but these are the main ones. These are the ones where I went, Jesus, really? They're going in? This is huge.
Okay.
So we'll start off easy with Chris Hughes. Who's Chris Hughes, Emma?
Chris Hughes is a influencer.
Do you know what? She's not wrong. She's not wrong. Chris Hughes is a former Love Islander.
Yeah.
So he is.
Yay.
He is. I'll give you that.
Chris and Kem.
Season three it was of Love Island.
And that they were like, people adored them back in the day.
They loved them.
But I wasn't watching it then.
We're going to go with Jack P. Shepherd.
Jack P. Shepherd is a comedian.
Oh, no, he's not. He plays David Platt in Coronation Street and he looks like that.
Is that the way he looks these
That's
days?
That's the way he looks like that.
He needs a little trip to Turkey.
I actually think...
Sorry, David Platt. I used to fancy you, though.
Now, me and Callum argued whether you'd know this person.
Yeah.
JoJo Siwa.
Oh, yeah. JoJo Siwa. It's always the confusing one because you think that's a girl. No, I think it's a guy. And JoJo Siwa is an actor or actress. Am I wrong? Makeup artist. No.
Yeah, no, it's a girl. She is a singer. She's a dancer. She's mainly known for her YouTube account. She was a big YouTuber.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of.
She looks like this. And she wore big bows and she had that kind of
cool
stuff. Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke is a footballer.
Mickey Rourke is not a footballer. He's a very, very, very famous actor. He's like the million-pound actor this year. Like, he's the one that's getting the million if he completes his time in the Big Brother house.
Anything that he's in that I'd be interested in?
Iron Man.
Yeah, wouldn't be for me.
Yeah, no, okay, fair enough.
Big old guns, though, yeah.
He plays a Russian dude in Iron Man 2, I want to say, but it could be 3. And Trisha Goddard. Do you know who Trisha Goddard is?
Goddard. Why have I heard about Goddard lately? Trisha Goddard is a professional pole dancer.
Definitely not. She is a TV presenter. She kind of was like... She did like a kind of version of Jeremy Kyle almost.
She was like one of the OG daytime chat shows.
Yes.
BBC, I think, originally.
Okay, cool.
I want to talk to you about other people. Angelica Bell, she's a TV presenter from CBBC. Like when we were kids, we would have watched her. I would have anyway.
Also technically a colleague of ours because she works in the same company as us. In the UK on Magic Radio.
Interesting. Very good. Michael Fabricant, I don't expect you to know him. However, there was a guy he's a former Tory, right? Mm. And he has hair that's just awful. It looks like a mop has been laid on his head.
It looks like a wig.
And so he went viral online for just having the worst hair ever. Chesney Hawkes, who is an English singer. You also have Daley Thompson, who's a two-time Olympic medalist. Danny Beard, who's a drag performer. Donna Preston, who's an actor. Ella Ray Wise, do you know who she is?
Not sure.
She's from The Only Way is Essex. Patsy Palmer, any idea?
Corrie.
EastEnders, very close.
Oh, yeah, is she the bigger lady?
No, she's not.
Bianca.
That's her.
Oh, Bianca, she's class. Oh, yeah. I love her.
So there you go. That's the lineup. I actually think that's pretty good.
That is a good lineup. Any Irish? Because obviously Louis was kind of starting.
No
to
Irish
last
this year. No Irish at all this year. Two Americans. You've got Mickey Rourke and you've got JoJo Siwa. I think it's going to be interesting, lads. I genuinely think this is a way better show than those other two shows that I mentioned because, as I said, it's real. You're going to get real conversations and you're going to get real arguments, and that's what I love. Plus, I don't know if like Chris Hughes and all is single. But if you're one, maybe you'll get Chris and Ella Ray Wise teaming up, maybe, potentially for...
A bit of romance is always good in life.
It could be in relationships. I don't know. I just came up with that on my own just there. But whenever in the Big Brother house that someone is potentially getting together, it's huge. It's a big, it's a massive thing. And because it's not meant to happen.
You'll never get over the Peter Andre and Jordan, in the jungle and I'm a Celeb. That was a huge thing. And it obviously didn't work out, but it was such a great love story at the time. Her and her massive melons in the water. And him just being like, mysterious girl.
Oh, what a season that
your
was.
Lovely melons.
So yeah, next Monday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, I'm in bits. And I mean utter bits. I haven't been in this much bits in a long time. I've been boxing again over the last...
Oh, thank God. I thought you were sick and I was about to be like, if you get me sick...
I'm not going to lie, a bit of a head cold as well. That's neither here nor there.
It should be there.
Yeah, it should be out of this room. No, I've been boxing, guys, and I feel like... If I ever make it, I'm lucky enough to get to 85. Is this the kind of pain that...
Sorry, I thought when you said make it, you mean like Katie Taylor.
If I ever make it to the big time, guys. Yeah. No, like, I really enjoy boxing classes. They're so fun and it's a great way to burn calories. I have no interest in hitting anybody or being a boxer. It's just a really fun workout. And I think I've been showing off because I introduced my boyfriend, Jackie, when he moved here recently, to this boxing academy that I go to.
Okay.
And... you know, when you go through phases and you're both super into it. Why are you smiling?
I'm smiling because you and Jack are so different to me and Pippa. Yous are doing boxing classes and me and Pippa are doing hot yoga. Yeah. And I just think that works really well for our personalities.
Yeah, I like that a lot, yeah. So we're getting kind of competitive. So I normally have gone to like a class or two of boxing a week, but now because Jack is like, it's his new favourite thing to do,
yeah.
I feel the need to like one-up him.
Of course.
Like, pathetic.
It's always going to happen.
Get a grip. So today's Thursday, is it?
Yeah.
I went boxing Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, God.
And when I say I left that boxing class yesterday and hobbled to my car, like hobbled to my car, from my hands being on the steering wheel to when I got home, I had to literally like hand remove one arm from the steering wheel and then like physically remove the other one from the 10 minutes it took me to get from Sandyford to
home. Is it because of your clenching? Because you're
everything.
Trying to make fists.
It's like you're punching weight, so all your shoulders and upper body.
Yeah.
Then they have you, when you're not doing stuff on the bag, you're doing jump squats.
Mm.
Oh,
you love
sweet.
The bag. Yeah, it's tough.
You'd be in bits after it,
yeah, you would be, yeah. Stay away. That's insane, though.
Insane. Literally, myself...
3 days, are you mad?
3 days in a row, yeah, and I'm booked in for tomorrow. Jesus. myself and Jack were at the Book of Mormon last night at the Borgosh Energy Theatre. You were there as well with Pips. It was nice to meet Pippa. And we were sitting there during the show and I was literally trying to cross a leg. And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, no. And he was like, babe, it's so uncomfortable. I just, it's their nice seats and all, but...
Oh, is he in bits as well?
He's in absolute and utter agony.
Okay, good, because I thought you were almost kind of trying to hide it from him.
No, we were both arm in arm trying to walk back to the car. And like, we, again, like my poor grandmother, who's amazing, by the way, getting into the car for her, she holds the OG's handle.
Yeah.
Kind of puts one leg in first and then followed by the bum and then followed by the other leg eventually.
Does your granny put one leg in first?
She would do,
my granny has to sit on it and then swivel to, yeah, swivel.
Sometimes does that depending on the car height.
Yeah.
But then the second leg would kind of go in and she'd kind of maneuver that leg in herself.
Okay.
That was both of us getting into the car last night after the Book of Mormon. We got into bed and the quote from my boyfriend was, "Don't touch me." I finally found a position that I'm comfortable in.
The thing you always want to hear.
I was like, God, we are really in the really sexy part of our, don't touch me. I finally found
they really do live together.
Position. You're on spin. It's Lady Gaga on the team up with Bruno Mars. That's Die With A Smile on spin with Emma and Dave. Good morning.
I always enjoy saying things a little bit differently the way they are. I find it very entertaining to call her Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Miss Gaga. Can you say Bruno Mars in a different way?
Bruno Mars.
Ah, very good. Very good.
Listen. Let's talk about Red Bull. The Red Bull Urban Sprint is coming to Dublin. It looks unbelievable. It's a brand new urban obstacle course race designed to push speed, strength and stamina, taking place at Dunleary Harbour on Saturday, April 12th. This would be the exact kind of thing if you really wanted to... If you felt like A, if you were already fit, or B, you just were like, I want to get fit, this would be perfect for that.
I think so too, and it would be such a great achievement as well to get your little hashtag smug pic and
also
out with your medal after or whatever.
Also a lot of fun, which I really like. You know what I mean? Like, running to me is not that fun. I do it just to feel a little sense of achievement, but this actually looks like good crack.
Exactly, and I think when you think of Red Bull and whatever obstacles they're going to have between you and the finish line, they're probably going to be good crack
as
well.
I'd say they are going to be fun.
So there's 16 of these obstacles over a short enough course, so very doable, 1.7 kilometres, and naturally, if it's in Dunleary, it's set against the gorgeous back drop, that is, Dublin Bay. And if the weather holds up, we are laughing. Register now at redbull.ie/urban sprint. A great thing to do with your partner or your friends, your family, whatever. And we do have a pair of tickets to give away this morning, but that's not all.
Yeah, we also got a crate of Red Bull. And that's not all.
We also have a 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store.
That's
so
all.
If you love your merch, then there's so much over there you could use that on. What you need to do to win this morning is simply tell us which song that we've put through an obstacle course, i.e. it sounds a bit withered and broken up. But okay?
Yeah, just like me if I went through an obstacle course.
So have a listen and see what you think. Get your answer over to us on WhatsApp. Our number is 087-711-1038. And you can be winning all those prizes with Red Bull this morning and getting yourself to the Red Bull Urban Sprint. A pair of tickets on that too. So have a listen. Tough, that, isn't it?
Very tough. I feel like that's the toughest one we've had all week.
However, what I did, the lyrics I did catch there were keep it moving on, yeah.
Oh.
Keep it moving on. Which actually really works for an obstacle course.
I did not know the lyrics were keep it moving on. I thought it was keep it moving. Oh, yeah.
Maybe it is, Dave.
To the internet.
We do know that this person is an Irish person, and I've mentioned several times in recent weeks.
Did you see her in Ashfield?
I saw her in Dunn Stores in the Ashleaf recently. I keep talking about that. So have a listen again and see who you think this artist is.
Got it. Moving on, yeah.
You're correct, Emma. Keep it moving on, yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Either works fine though, doesn't it? If you're missinging that song, keep it moving, oh yeah.
Keep it moving on, yeah.
Grand. 087-711-1038 to go this morning with Red Bull. Tickets to the Red Bull Urban Sprint. A 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store and a crate of Red Bull. Get in touch now to win.
Recharged.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather here on Spin, your number one hit music station. What's the crack?
Lads, I was telling you, like, obviously yesterday we went to see Book of Mormon, right?
Yeah.
Board Gosh. But I was telling my mum during the week, I was just like, oh yeah, I'm going to see Book of Mormon, the Board Gosh. She was like, did I ever tell you about my story about the Mormons? And I was just like, no. What are you talking about? She was like, oh, I was home from travelling and she was back in Dublin and she was going to U2. In Croke Park, and she was walking and she was going to meet her friend, but obviously you didn't have phones back then, so she didn't know where her friend was, so she was just kind of like walking around looking for a friend. Anyway, stood by the bridge there up near Croke Park and was like, I'll just wait here because I'll see her crossing the bridge.
Yeah.
But anyway, two Mormons were there.
Yeah.
And so they started chatting to Mam, and Mam was chatting away to them or whatever, and they said, where is everyone going? And Mam said, oh well, there's a U2 concert on in Croke Park. And they were like, oh, okay, interesting. Do you think we could go to that? And Mam was like, I'm sure you could, like if you can get tickets or whatever. And they're like, okay, great. And they were a little bit nervous being in Dublin. So they went, can we come in with you? And Mam was just like, yeah, you can. They were like, okay, we need to go get changed. We'll be back in 5 minutes. And Mam was like, okay. But they couldn't tell her where they were living because she was a woman. Right, so they had to go. So Mam had to just stand on this bridge and wait for two Mormons to come back. And her mate rocked up, and she's like, "Who are you waiting for? Two Mormons?" And her mate was like, "All right, okay." Anyway, the Mormons came back 5 minutes later, dressed and ready for the concert. They arrive in because back in the day, you could go up to the booth and just get tickets.
Yeah, for old times.
Unbelievable. So they rocked up, got you two tickets. In they went, and they were standing. Mam is 5 foot nothing. And so the Mormons put her up on their shoulders.
No, they didn't.
Mom went and hung out and watched a U2 concert with two Mormons and sat on their shoulders.
That's absolutely because
they're
fantastic.
Because they're so tall. Like, yes. They're so, you know what I mean? They're huge lads.
How Mormons tend to be bigger?
But they're American. Like, you know what I mean? They're just bigger. Like,
right, yeah.
But she stood up and they didn't try to convert her at all, apparently.
No baptism.
No baptism.
I learned a lot about Mormons last night at the Book of Mormon in a weird way.
Yeah, I was the same. God, fantastic show. But I just thought, imagine having that story. Like, I just think that was so cool.
That's a great one to have. She's like, when am I ever going to be able to use that with the kids? Hey, Book of Mormon.
Here we go.
Have you ever told you my Mormon story? That's class. It's Emma and Dave. Hope all is good with you.
What's going on? The Red Bull Urban Sprint. It's coming to Dublin. It looks amazing. It's a brand new urban obstacle course race. It's designed to push speed, strength and stamina. It's going to take place at Dunleary Harbour and it's happening on Saturday, April 12th.
That's this Saturday week. Well worth getting involved and up your fitness. It'll be great crack, I'd say, as well. Anything that you know that Red Bull puts their hands to is always class.
It's always a bit of crack, yeah.
16 obstacles, that's what you're facing across a 1.7 kilometre course. The stunning backdrop of Dublin Bay always helps, and you can register if you'd like at redbull.ie/urban sprint.
Yeah, if this sounds like a bit of you now, urban sprint, just redbull.ie/urban sprint. But we got a pair of tickets, we've got a great Red Bull, and we've got a 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store.
What we've been doing is putting some songs that we play here at Spin through an obstacle course of such as such, and you've been trying to work out what they are. This was this morning's clip.
And you said you potentially saw that artist in the Ashley.
I did, yeah, Duns. It did, yeah. Will I ever stop saying that I saw that person in the Ashley a couple of weeks ago? Glenn, what are you up to?
Oh, I'm just on the way home from a night shift.
Oh, no. What was the night shift, Glenn?
Down driving the cranes from the port.
Very cool. I didn't even know they went at night time.
Oh, yeah.
How's that, Glenn? Is it very tiring? I'd say it's cold up there.
Yeah, it's grand, actually. You get used to it.
And that's grand. You're done now. So back to bed. What time will you sleep to today, do you reckon?
Oh, hopefully about 3 o'clock.
Yeah, nice one.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you'd need it, wouldn't you? If you want to function later, you'd badly need that.
And are you back on them later on then, Glenn?
No, I've finished my 4 nights. I'm off now till Monday.
Okay,
so that's
brilliant.
The way it goes. 4 nights on and then 3 days off. Is that it?
Yeah, 4 on, 4 off.
Jeez, do you know what, lads? It's not the worst life.
Yeah, I'm just like, why don't we do that?
Yeah, 4 shows on, 4 shows
off. 4 shows off. That'd be great. I'll even do 5 shows on, 4 shows off. Listen, Glenn, we just played you a little bit of a clip there of a song that we've put through an obstacle course. What is that song?
It's Jazzy Some Days.
Jazzy and Some Days. Did Emma see Jazzy in the Ashleaf? All right, let's see if you're correct, Glenn.
Woo! Did you get it?
It is a tune, isn't it?
It's a good song.
It's so cool. I listened to this Australian radio show, Glenn, and they're playing that song, and it's so weird to hear the host go, and here's Jazzy. I was like, ah, that's so cool.
Stop.
Come on, Jazzy.
She's from down the road.
Yeah, it's on your Ashleaf. Join me the other day. Listen, you've won your tickets to the Red Bull Urban Sprint. Enjoy that.
But that's not all.
No, it's not. A 100 euro voucher for the Red Bull store.
But that's not all, Glenn.
And a crate of Red Bull.
That's all, Glenn. All right, don't be greedy.
Oh, I love it.
We've given you loads.
Fair play, this.
Glenn, have a fantastic day.
I could have done with them Red Bull.
I'd say you could have. You can keep them for next week, Glenn.
Yeah.
Enjoy your sleep. Talk to you later. Thanks
luck,
for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Talk to you later. Your very last chance to win with Red Bull and the Urban Sprint. That's in Dublin on April 12th. We'll do that tomorrow morning. Same time on the show. No messing this week, yeah?
No messing. Oh, no messing at all.
What's the crack with you this morning? Hope you're well.
What's going on?
Dave, I'm afraid we're kind of in hot water here, slightly anyway. We need to kind of do a bit of damage control, potentially.
Why? What's going on?
We're getting a bit of grief about your birthday.
Grief about bouncy castles and candy floss and fun?
Yeah, Jumpstone Sanctuary is the location next Tuesday.
People just have problems with everything.
Unfortunately, it seems that we could be on the cancellation list because of being discriminatory with age.
From Jumpstone cancellation list?
No, from people who listen to the show. They're our bread and butter, Dave. We need to mind people.
Do you mean being cancelled? I don't want to get cancelled. I just want to just bounce.
Listen, we have a few people to talk to after 8, and we're, as I said, this is kind of a damage control situation.
Oh,
all right.
God, are people really annoyed?
Brace yourself.
Oh, no.
We have some people to chat to on the show to protect us.
I just want to bounce.
From being cancelled next. Rise and shine. Wake up in the morning. Fully charged. Morning, hope you're good.
Hey, what's going on? Happy Thursday.
Quick one, favourite meal of the day?
It's gotta be lunch because I go and make a fry or something.
I love lunch.
Get a roll, breakfast roll or something like that.
Lunch is so exciting. Callum, favourite meal of the
day? I'd be a dinner man myself.
Really?
Yeah. Just because like I can sit and actually make something. Yeah. Lunch for me is always
kind of a rush.
And a meal deal, and I have to spend it with Nick. Just really don't like
that. That's fair enough. Before I used to go to bed, and how Protestant is this? I used to have supper.
I love supper.
Supper was a glass of milk and a cookie.
Well, when we were kids.
I used Santa.
Yeah.
When we were kids, that Howard was a thing as well. It was such like the days when you never put on, you could eat whatever you wanted as a child. You'd have your dinner and then you'd be like, it's 8:30, supper time, bowl of Cocoa Pops before bed or something like that. Unbelievable. Yesterday I had 2 lunches.
Nice.
Oh. And I just think it's the best way to do life.
Well, what was your 2 lunches?
I was leaving work, I was starving, so I picked up an egg mayo sambo.
Okay, you've lost me.
Yum, delicious, really enjoyed it.
Egg mayo, that's just egg and egg.
Yeah, double egg.
Double egg, yeah. just, oh, so eggy and delicious. Then, after I got out of the boxing class I went to, I had a text from a friend saying, we're all going for lunch. Do you want to meet us after your class? And I was like, it was such a sunny day. They were sitting in the sun. I said, yeah, go on, I'll come meet you. But I didn't realise they were getting lunch.
Okay.
I was like, I can't sit here and look at you guys eating those lovely tacos and things without getting more lunch. So I had... They had like this kind of, it was called like an avocado smash.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be really healthy and boring. Oh, it was not. It was a croissant, right?
Yeah.
Heated and covered in avocado. Covered in, guess you guessed it, more eggs.
Yeah.
Hollandaise sauce.
Do you know what I would have done? I would have got the croissant and just wrung it out in the bin.
Wrung it out.
Just kind of whipped it so all the stuff would come off and then I just eat the croissant.
Great.
Double lunch. If I could double lunch it every day, I swear. You know, in that time in your life.
Eggs.
Uh-huh.
It can only be eggs.
Eggs. Yeah. I can't wait. Sometimes I get jealous of, you know, actors who are like, you need to put on a stone.
Mm.
I'd be double lunching it. Yeah. Triple lunching.
I genuinely thought she'd be like, I can't wait for lunch.
Well, that too, to be honest. All right, Thursday morning, you're on Spin. Hello.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. Here we go. This is the month that I turn 30 years old. Can you believe it? And you know what? I'm fed up of having grown-up birthdays. Like, you know, when your mate turns 30 or whatever, and it's always like, oh, we're just going to go out to dinner and we're going to wear shirts and slacks and runners aren't acceptable for some weird reason. And I just hate that kind of stuff. I want to go back to the old school days where we had parties in places like Jump Zone. And yeah, I had them in a place called Noddy's in Drogheda. And it was like a big... you know, bouncy castle pit with all the kind of cool stuff, and that's where I had my childhood birthdays, and I want to kind of emulate that again as a 30 year old. So we're having it in Jump Zone in Santry,
and the whole thing is you've been inviting everybody to come to this.
Exactly.
Anyone over 18 to come along and spend next Tuesday with us in Santry. Going to be such a laugh.
And tickets went on sale there on Tuesday and they sold out, so everyone is very, very excited about this. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's happening next Tuesday, April 8th. Be there. And well, unless you don't have your tickets, then you can't be there. But yeah, this is an unbelievable kind of night, and we have not only the bouncing and stuff like that, but we have the 360 photo booth there on the day, thanks to Reese at RenSnap360. We got face painting thanks to Amy at the Painted Cauldron. We got dream balloons. They are providing the candy floss and the popcorn, and yeah, it sold out.
You've
really, really quickly.
Worked really hard on this.
I really did, and I'm hoping that it gets to, you know, come together. Yeah. on Tuesday. And unfortunately, it seems that people are still annoyed, even though, you know what I mean, even though I've done so much.
You've done a lot of work on this, there's no doubt about it. But yes, some people are annoyed, there's no doubt about it. And we have a few people we need to talk to this morning. We have this voice note first from Alva.
My lad is absolutely mad about it and was devastated. Literally had to say to him, like, it's over 18s, you are not allowed to go. Then I tried to get tickets and I didn't get tickets, so he thought it was absolutely great that neither one of us were going. So 100%, if you put on an under 18s, my young lad would absolutely be delighted. Now, the only thing is he'd have to give me tickets because obviously I'm not very good at getting tickets. So yay, please give me tickets.
Okay.
Now here's the thing, right? This was always going to be an over 18s event, and the reason being is that, like, kids don't have any money to buy me presents.
Dave, that's so self-indulgent.
Do you know what I mean? So you're kind of like, what's the point? You know, what's the... And like, do you know what kids do have access to? Is like fruit, and you keep saying, "Oh, why don't you bring him fruit as a present?" Do not bring me fruit.
Yeah,
as a present.
I was kind of joking there because Dave hates bananas, and now lots of people are like, "Oh, we're going to bring you bananas," even though you've been hinting about like cars.
Do you know how that'll go? Thanks. Good one.
Well, with that, Ava was on.
If you let the kids go, we won't buy you bananas for your birthday.
Well, that's true. That's true, Ava. Standing by there this morning is Jade. Jade, your kids, they really enjoy the show, do they?
Oh yeah, 100%. My kids love listening to you guys on the way to school in the morning.
Have they been a bit disappointed that they were kind of excluded by this plan?
They were, because they have their birthdays as well in Jump Town and stuff.
Do
so they?
They
were a bit disappointed.
And Jade, did you try and get tickets?
I did, and I was out of luck.
You were out of luck?
Okay.
Right, Jade, and you know, would they bring me presents?
Jesus.
Oh, of course.
Would they?
The children,
yeah,
Dave. These are children.
Well, I'm sure they get pocket money.
Jade, leave it with... Jade, leave it with us. We're seeing what we can do here.
Great, fantastic, guys.
We'll give you a shout, Jade. All right, thanks. Have a great day.
Cool, thanks. Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Demand is very much there, Dave. You know what I mean?
Is it?
I think you might have missed a bit of a trick.
Oh, no.
Natasha is there as well. Natasha, your lads aren't happy.
Absolutely. My two are raging.
Are they? What ages are your two, Natasha?
Greg is 11 and Isabella is 14.
And, okay, so they listen to the show each morning and they're saying, oh, that's not really fair that we're not invited.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, they're putting in the work, Natasha, I suppose. Listen, I'm going to talk to some people and we'll see what can happen, all right? We'll see what we can do.
Certainly.
Did you get tickets, by the way?
No, I didn't.
You didn't get them specifically because you couldn't bring the kids?
Yeah. Natasha, let us see what we can do here, yeah?
Perfect. Okay.
See you, Natasha. Go on. Good luck. Bye. Gosh, this is...
I know. Yeah. This person was in touch as well.
My 7-year-old asked me a few days ago while listening to Spin that he wanted to go to the jump zone for your birthday party. And I said, it's only for adults. And he said, it's not fair. So, yes, I think it's a very good idea. And kids will love. My kids will love. So, yeah, please do.
Panit there as well. And we love Panit.
Panit, you're bad. That nearly crushed my soul. Like, yeah. I feel so sad listening to that.
We've specifically said it's an over-18s event at Jump Zone in Santry at 6:30 Tuesday, Europe's biggest inflatable theme park. Naturally, it's teasing the kids. It's dangling bait. And it's causing problems, Dave. And you know what? We can't afford problems on the show.
No. We've had enough problems over the last while, haven't we? Okay. Do you know what? I'm going to... How long do we have?
We have about two and a half minutes
now. Can we play a song here? And let me just make some phone calls. Let me sort something. And then... Can play a song and I'll come back after the song with an answer for you.
Okay, listen. Don't let the kids down, Dave.
Hello?
Here's Belchers Only. You're on Spin. Belchers Only and Jazzy.
See you later. Go on. Bye. Okay.
Done?
Right. Stuff has happened. Calls have been made. Okay, basically. April 8th. Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yeah.
Right, I'm having a 30th birthday party. Having it in Jump Zone. That's Europe's biggest inflatable theme park because I don't do things by halves, right? We're going all out for this.
Yep.
And we've been saying that we, unfortunately, have been nearly cancelled because I've been saying that this is an over-18s event.
A bit ageist,
maybe. A little bit. Okay.
A lot of kids listen to the show on their way to school, Dave.
Now, here's the thing, right? I've made a call. The deal is done.
Yeah, for flag one. What are we talking?
We're having an all ages party.
Brilliant!
Okay, but there is some stipulations, okay? Any age can come and jump for my 30th. Bring my present still as well. You know, don't be cheap. I've done a lot for you, do you know? It's an open jump. It's happening from 4:30 until 6:00 on Tuesday, April 8th, okay?
Oh, that's a great show. So it's for separate.
Exactly. So it's for under 18s, okay? Mm-hmm. There is also like a toddler's place in Jump Zone. So if you're under 5 or whatever, you can go there. So it's only between 4:30 and 6:00. Now, it'll be just me and Emma there. Like, none of the other stuff will be there.
There won't be face painting or the photo booth.
Yeah, there won't be any of that there because they get there later on for the over 18s party.
Yeah.
But why don't we just we're going to have an open jump between 4:30 and 6:00. You do need an adult with you if you're under the age of 18.
Oh yeah, we're not babysitters.
Absolutely.
If your kid gets injured, it's nothing to do with us.
It's nothing to do with us. So yeah, there we go. Is that good enough?
Is that okay? You listen. Is that a fair deal? After school, whatever the case may be, if they've after school activities, scrap that on Tuesday.
Yes.
Bring them to Jump Zone.
Come to my
open
party.
Jump. 4:30 and 6:00. But it will be ticketed, okay? Now again, those tickets will be free, but you can't just show up, all right? So what we'll do then again is get yourself now for the under 18s event between 4:30 and 6:00. spin1038.com/jump. Go there now to get your tickets. They'll probably go quick. So spin1038.com/jump or send us a birthday emoji of any sort right now and producer Callum will send you back a link
to
get
that.
The tickets for you and the kids. Now they're free, all right? But okay, I think that's
fair enough. Like, I mean, we have an under 18s party and you can come and you can jump around and you can go wild in Jump Zone from 4:30 to 6:00, but then you gotta go because we got the over 18s party coming later on.
We're gonna be wrecked.
We're
jumping between 4:30 and 6:00 and again from 6:30 to 8:00.
Yeah, but the thing is during the under 18s one we'll be the tall ones, so we can go on whatever we want.
We can bully them out of the way. Yeah, true. Okay, well, bully your kids on Tuesday then.
Yes, yeah.
4:30 and 6:00. Get yourself now. spin103.com/jump. Send us a little screenshot. Let us know you get them if you fancy. You don't have to do that. Or send a birthday emoji to Callum. Dave, you are growing up, man.
I've got it all sorted. Yeah. I've got connects and...
Boy's becoming a man.
I say I got connects. I know the manager in Jumps on Santry. Europe's biggest inflatable theme park. We don't do things by half.
All right, send us a birthday emoji. Producer Callum can send that back to you. And the kids' party, just to confirm, under 18s, 4-6 Tuesday. Over 18s, 6-8.
Yeah.
Bring it on, baby.
Let's do it.
Everyone's happy?
I'm happy.
Nice one. SZA now, you're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
On Spin 103.8, good morning.
Good morning. Quickly becoming my favourite day of the week for one reason and one reason only. Over the last couple of weeks, I have been ranking from 5 to 1 favourite things of mine. We've done things like Phineas and Ferb songs, Hannah Montana transition sounds. This week, I welcome you to Dave Rank's Pitch Perfect songs.
Hey, here we go, baby.
Pitch Perfect, a fantastic movie about a girl who goes to college, thinks she's too cool for the a cappella world. Spoiler alert, she's not.
Okay.
And in said movie, she does a lot of covers. However, we're going to start in fifth place with my least favourite, which was an original from Pitch Perfect. Emma, I know you haven't seen Pitch Perfect, but you may know this song.
All right.
Number 5 is Cups.
I got my ticket for the long way round, to buy the whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company, and I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say?
It's brilliant. Why is that a number 5? That's very enjoyable.
Did you ever, like, I was rewatching this yesterday going, that was pointless. That was pointless.
Pointless song.
A pointless song. Like,
because she's flipping a cup and everything.
She's flipping
as well.
The cup and all. Like, I was like, what are you doing? What was it? And it had a chokehold in society.
Yeah.
Everyone was doing it.
I'd say that's one of the most iconic songs from that entire franchise.
Okay, so he's already getting feisty from the get-go.
Yeah, and I'd say people are already annoyed. But let's go to fourth place. This is when they're all auditioning for the a cappella society. Mm. The Barton Bellas and the Trebles and all of those a cappella societies. And they have to sing one particular song. And they sing Since You've Been Gone.
Since you've been gone. Hi. I can't breathe for the first time.
Jesus.
I'm so moving on. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, yeah. It gets quite bad then sometimes, like in after that, and then it gets, you know, it's kind of all over the place, that song. But I do enjoy it. It's a bit fun. And I like when Rebel Wilson is like, Since You've Been Gone. Very, very good. Fantastic movie, fantastic rating so far, in my opinion. 5 and 4, great positions. Here we go with the top 3. In third place, oh, this is going to cause a little bit of contention, I think. It's from the Treble Makers, It's Magic.
Mr. B.O.B.
Was it?
So.
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so we go into the top 2. Now, the top 2, like in second place, I'm a little bit worried that people actually won't know it. The reason being, it's from when the Barton Bellas go to like the semi-finals of the a cappella off.
The regionals and the nationals.
The regionals, yeah,
that's
exactly.
Strange.
And there's a guy in there who sings Blame It on the Boogie, and it sounds like this. He does this weird dance move that, like, he slides his shoes over like the stage, and it just looks so cool and slick.
Class.
And it was amazing.
That's such a tune.
It was such a tune. So that was in second place.
All right, come on.
In first place,
Pitch Perfect fans, what's he putting at number 1?
For some reason, Pitch Perfect did a remix of a song that no one would have ever put together, and it sounds amazing. This is when Becca, who's the main character, is doing a little bit of remixing. She wants to be a DJ. She wants to pay her dues and go into a radio station and, you know, be a DJ and learn how to do it all. She makes her own songs.
Right.
She mixes 2 songs here. One from the Proclaimers and one from David Guetta. In first position is the remix of Titanium.
Excuse me.
Here we go.
Hoppers wouldn't even. Maybe they would actually.
Let's do this. Yeah, in first position of Dave ranks is Becca's version of Titanium and 500 Miles. David Guetta and the Proclaimers.
Question, sir. Do you deliberately do things to annoy people because people are annoyed again?
Are they? Yeah. I think that's absolutely the best. That's the best ranking.
Jamie's asked, where's the riff off?
Yeah, there. Sorry. It's not a song. It's not one song. It's multiple songs. How am I meant to do that?
That's two songs in one.
Yeah, it's a remix, though.
Sorry, I don't even know the movie, but this is just too much of a banger.
Isn't it so good?
Is there a full version of this?
Yeah, there is, but I don't know if it's the official one. I think she just remixes the first half of it.
Come on.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Saturday night.
Here we go.
Unbelievable.
That needs to get Marty to play that in his evening shows at the weekend.
Nice one.
So, yeah, there's Dave Ranks for this week. Any comments, as always, 0877 11 1038, but love only. No need for negativity.
You're like a dictator. It's my way or the highway.
All right, I just ranked my favourite Pitch Perfect songs from Pitch Perfect 1. Will it return on Dave Ranks? Who knows? But I presume it's causing some sort of contention or something, is it?
Well, actually, really nice feedback this morning, Mark.
Really? Oh, cool, thank God.
Mark says, my whole week leads up to Dave Ranks. Won't get better content anywhere else. Mr. David Hammond, my hero, my captain.
Mark, you need to get out more. But I appreciate you, and to be honest, mine does as well. It leads up to Dave Ranks. I absolutely love
Beautiful.
It. Helen texts in as well. She said, did Emma say she's never seen Pitch Perfect, the best movies ever? Yeah, Emma, there's not just one, there's not just two, there's three movies.
Is it on? Can I stream it?
I'm sure you absolutely could.
It sounds like a bit of crack.
You would love it because
no violence or anything. No, I don't like violent movies.
And there's hardly any original songs, and if there's one thing Emma Nolan hates, it's an original song.
Amen. Thank you very much. Girly quiz, makeup and hair and tears.
How will Dave do? Really need you. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Oh!
Welcome! Oh.
Just as if my day was going absolutely brilliantly, and then boom. Kinder Crow. No. Boom, girly quiz.
Excuse me. Welcome to the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself and the women of Dublin, we come together, we telepathically quiz Dave on all things girly. 3 years this will have its birthday in later in the year, and we're still not running out of questions, believe it or believe it not.
Do you think the women of Dublin prefer when I get it wrong?
No, I think people back you a lot.
You think, yeah.
I think there's a lot of support
it's
for Dave on the
It's been bad recently.
Quiz.
I've won 4 so far this year and lost 7.
Yeah, that's not great.
That's really poor.
The odds are not really in your favour at all. Let's try and win that back today. In order to win the week, obviously Dave has to get 3 questions correct, but he does have 2 lifelines to help him along. One is his phone a female, and it's Samantha on this morning.
Morning, Samantha.
Morning.
All right, so is there any specific thing, Samantha, that you are an expert in that, you know, I should come to you if I get asked it?
I don't know. I'm a girl.
So you're just a girl.
I'm just a
what
girl.
About, like, what about beauty? What about, like, women's bodily functions, you know?
Well, she is a girl.
Yeah, she is a girl. You're kind of
a jack
of all trades, or a Jane of all trades.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Jane of all trades, yeah.
Jane of all trades. All right, Samantha, well, thank you. You filled me with absolutely no confidence, and hopefully you'll still get the answer right, whatever it is, that question is that I'll come to you on. So, Samantha, thank you very much.
All right, Hallie, you hang on there, and just to know as well, if there's little ears in the car on the way to school, bear in mind, this is the Girly Quiz. We talk about girly stuff in and out and up and down and inside out, so birds and the bees talks and all that. If they haven't been done, we've given you a warning. Just keep your hand on the dial. All right.
It's amazing. Like, I think it's a biology thing. As soon as I hear that noise, my hands get sweaty. It's amazing. It's actually so impressive. It's like Pavlov's dog. When he rings the bell and he starts salivating. It's like that.
Question one this week, Dave.
Why are you doing that? Why are you looking at me like that?
What is the difference between perfume and body mist?
Oh, thank God, I thought you were going to say that. Oh, the perfume again. Perfume and body mist, what's the difference?
There's a few differences, but just give me one.
Body mist is not as strong a smell. So you can use a lot more of it. It also comes in a bigger bottle. It's also cheaper. There's 3.
How do you know so much about body mist?
I think Pippa has body mist, and I really like it. It's just, it's nice.
Have you seen her spray it?
Yeah, but she sprays like she'd spray a bit of it. Do you know what I mean? It's not just like whether if it's perfume, you just go, you know what I mean, and you're kind of done. But body mist, you can kind of put it all over. So I think, yeah, those three things.
In there, you did say the perfume or that body mist is not as strong.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely correct.
Well, come on.
Some of the other differences, perfume is stronger. A good perfume can last up to 12 hours. Body mist, you're only looking at an hour or two. Perfume, oil-based, whereas body mist is water or alcohol-based.
Oh, so, interesting. So but I was right, it is cheaper, isn't it?
It would be cheaper, yeah. Especially those big brandy ones. I think, yeah, like there's an Ariana Grande one.
Super
pricey like her perfume. All right.
Very nice exciting. One. Off to a good start and didn't use a lifeline. I had the confidence to go for that one.
Yeah, that's class. Let's see how you get on here.
I think I just realised, you know, I should have the confidence to go for it because nothing matters.
Question number two on the girly quiz this week, Dave. Describe a capsule wardrobe.
No. I don't want to.
Because nothing matters.
A capsule wardrobe.
It's a capsule wardrobe.
I'm going to call in Samantha on this one, but what I'd imagine, first of all, it is like maybe a wardrobe that comes out almost. Maybe, okay, I think it's maybe three things. One, a wardrobe that comes out. Like, as soon as you open the door, is it kind of like
the mirror
comes towards you. I think also that it could be like a beauty thing. It could be like a makeup stand, you know what I mean? Like a makeup table with the mirror and everything. When you open the wardrobe, it's there. And the other thing is maybe it's a stand-in wardrobe. Maybe it's a walk-in wardrobe. That's what I think. But I haven't a clue. I've never even heard about it. When I think of capsule, I think of, you know, the things that go on top of Ballygown. Do you know what I mean? That's what I think
of. A cap.
Yeah.
Of a bottle.
So I don't think that could have anything to do with a wardrobe. So I'm going to call in Samantha. Samantha, here you are to earn your 50 quid. And you get it even if you're absolutely wrong, which is, I think, a shame. You shouldn't. But here we go anyway. Samantha, what is a capsule wardrobe?
Is it a wardrobe that like is timeless, so you can wear the clothes whenever, like a vintage wardrobe?
A vintage wardrobe, Samantha, like a time capsule.
Basically, is it like that?
Okay, well I don't know, Samantha. I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Oh crap!
Clothes is probably the worst part. For me, to be fair.
Samantha, I'm gonna do something. Samantha, unfortunately, that I've only ever done once in my life. And I am going to use my 50-50 on the same question.
Interesting game.
Because I'm sorry, Samantha, you said yourself you don't know, you know? So I'm going to have to simplify and we'll find out together, Samantha.
Will you do the simplify mode, Dave, please? Wow, this is really one for the books. The same question. Like, this is where Chris Tarrant used to get really excited on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, using up all the lifelines on one question. Describe a capsule wardrobe. You hang on there as well, Samantha, just to see if anything comes to you as we go through these, right? Is a capsule wardrobe a small collection of clothes that can be put together in different ways to cover a variety of outfits or occasions?
It's definitely that one.
Or is it B, a cylindrical piece of furniture that you store clothes in?
Oh, crap. No, maybe it's that one. A cylindrical... I don't... What? The other one's so long and specific. I'm going to... What do you think, Samantha? A or B?
A. She's finished.
Oh, crap. She's thinking
A. I'm only joking.
It's A. I'm going to go with A, the long answer.
You're saying capsule wardrobe is a small collection of clothes, so like if you're more of a minimalist...
Yes.
And they can put together in different ways.
Yes.
All right, yeah, I'm going to stop going on. You're right!
Yay! Nice one. Samantha, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You've earned that 50 quid.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Samantha, thank you so much. I was really worried there for a second.
Yeah, I know you're really want to take it this week. Samantha, have a lovely day and thanks for chatting to us.
Good luck, Samantha.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye.
I did think the Simplify was good there. A cylindrical piece of furniture that you store clothes in.
Very clever. Very clever. Because I've seen that.
And do you know what I'm really happy with? Happy that you used the Simplify so I could actually show you that.
Yeah. You
know? All right, here we go. The little wins every day, isn't it, guys? It's the little wins.
Oh, but you know what? I've no bloody Simplifies now. I've known nothing, no things.
You're on your own here.
Yeah.
Right, Dave. Just hand on the dial on this one. This is kind of where I'm saying if you have a little ears in the car.
Hands on the dial, interesting.
Dave, approximately how many tablespoons of blood does a woman lose during her period?
That is, without a doubt, the most...
fantastically educational question you've ever heard.
Natural question I've ever heard.
The most natural question of all. Tablespoons.
Is that what you'd measure it in? Blood in tablespoons?
A lot of people would, yeah. Medicine and blood.
I'm trying to think how many sugars I put in tea.
Right.
And how much that would equate to blood.
Right. How many sugars would you put in tea?
I'd put two sugars in tea.
Right.
But I think... That's a teaspoon. How much did you say?
Tablespoon.
Oh, crap.
So you're bigger stuff.
Well off. Tablespoon. Okay. I'm going to say... I don't know whether to go high or go low. I could say 15, but I could also say 3.
Interesting. Okay, just have a think about it, right? So a period for this obviously varies.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of like...
for a day or two.
You have your tampon, you have the moon cup, you have the pads. I'm trying to think how much...
do you go through every month?
With the moon cup, I think you don't have to empty it that often. I'm going to go lower, and I'm going to say the answer is 3. Is there any discrepancy here? Is there any, like, within one tablespoon?
We're giving you a little average, so that's good. That's good to know.
Okay.
Approximately how many tablespoons of blood does a woman lose during her period? You said 3.
I'm going to say 3.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
The answer is between...
5. I have won now 5 and lost 7, but we're not going to focus on that. I've won the girly quiz! Yay! Oh, God, thank God.
Well done.
Why
I'm
did I care?
For you.
Apparently it all matters, because I do really care about this.
Yes, you do. How are the sweaty palms now? Much better.
Bits, but like, yeah. I'm so buzzing.
You know what I'm even prouder of? I thought I was waiting for some crappy comment being like, only 2 to 3, what are you whinging about? So I'm actually extra proud of you this morning, darling.
If I lost that amount, I'd be going mad.
The third question was approximately how many tablespoons... oh, sorry, let's give a quick warning.
Yeah, a little bit.
Kids there. All right, I warned you. Approximately how many tablespoons of blood does a woman lose during her period? That was the third question. And the answer was between 2 and 3. Dave got that right by guessing 3.
But it turns out I'm almost an honorary girl. An honorary girly. Because I knew the answer to that and other girls didn't. Sinead texted and said, I'm a girl who's 30 and I didn't know the answer to that question.
Really?
I am so buzzing with myself.
Oh no, I've been so curious about that for so long. I'm like, how much am I losing? Do I need a transfusion?
I think you're fine.
Then you're like, nah, it's just 2 to 3. That's
all
right.
Yeah, 2 to 3. Well, 2 to 3 is still quite a lot of blood. If I like, I got a paper cut last night and I'd say I lost a thimble full and I was like,
Well, that's true. That's true. Well done, Dave.
Woo!
Let's go, go, go.
Here I go.
Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Feels so good.
Morning, what's the crack?
Morning. Have you any games on your phone?
Yeah.
What have you got?
Crossword Master is my favourite.
You still playing it?
Yeah, do you want to know where I'm at?
I do.
I'm kind of proud of this.
I don't know where you were, but where are you at now?
I'm on puzzle number 801.
Oh my God.
I play certain amounts every day. This is what it looks like. So some of the... it's like a crossword basically, but some of them are picture form and then some of them are naturally words. But at each time that you make a go at it, you only get an option of using 6 letters that they select at the bottom. And then you're playing against AI basically. You're playing against a
computer.
System that's never going to get anything wrong, if you know what I'm saying. But yeah, it can be a bit of a head scratcher sometimes.
Okay, interesting.
I enjoy it.
I got a new game yesterday.
Oh yeah?
I showed Pippa. I was just like, look at my new game. She was like, what? What do you mean? She's one of those people who doesn't use her phone for games. I don't know what she uses it for. It's called Nut Sort.
Nut Sort.
Yeah. It came up, it was on a TikTok ad, and I went, hey, I'll get that. And I'm such a sucker for marketing, because it's just like, do you want this unbelievable game? And I'm like, hell yeah. And you get the game, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the ad. Like, the ad looks completely different from the
game. Why do they always do that?
I have no idea.
The one thing about games is they do need to improve. Like, we do have the tech now to make it
a real good game.
Yeah, totally.
But this game is very, very simple, and I do genuinely quite like it. Basically, you're given a load of spikes. You're given, like, maybe five spikes. Two of them are empty, and then you have three other spikes that are filled with nuts, like nuts that you would, like, not nuts that you'd eat or nuts down below, but nuts and bolts, yeah. So you have to take the nuts off one of the spikes and put them on another spike to make sure that all spikes have the exact same colour of nuts on it.
Nice one.
Right?
Satisfying.
Do you want to know where I'm at?
Yeah.
I'm about to complete Cozy Island.
Right.
And I will be then onto Fun Theme Park.
Okay.
So that's the level I'm at the moment. I've done eight levels. So this is basically what it looks like. So you have to move, and oh, wait till you hear the noises of the whole thing. It's fantastic. You have to move, like, say, green to over here. Oh,
that's nice.
And I'm going to move this green and over to here.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was trying to have a legitimate catch up with my friend a few weeks ago, texting on a Friday night, sitting in. He said, Emma, I can't talk to you right now. I'm in the middle of making pizzas on my game, and if I don't get these out to the customers in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to lose a life. So I'm going to have to talk to you later on.
Hold on.
Darling, you are a 40-year-old man.
I might be able to complete this. Hold on. I can complete this now. Here we go. You ready? Wait here.
Can we get that ding from we do something right, Colin?
Yeah, that's good. That's
get that
that's
nice
good,
ding.
Isn't it? That was nice.
Very satisfying ding. Nuts, what's it called?
Nuts. What is it? Nut sort.
Nut sort.
Nut sort.
I'm on it.
There you go.
Good morning, App Store.
You're welcome.
This is Spin.
Good morning. I came across a tweet yesterday and I was like, Jesus, this is so spot on with me. Like, this is really up my street. The tweet said, does anyone have any random fun facts about a very niche subject? I'm bored and I love learning random things. And I do as well. It turns out that other people are the same because the tweet has 125 million views.
Wow.
And just like non-stop replies and things. And I went through all of these like facts to see if they're actually true, and they are, and that's what's the bizarre thing about them.
No one's even taken the mic.
No, they're genuinely real. So I've found a load of new facts that I wanted to bring to you that I think you're going to absolutely love. Did you know octopuses have three hearts and their blood is blue because it's copper based instead of iron? Also, they can edit their own RNA, meaning they can literally rewrite their biology in real time. And it basically makes human evolution look kind of lazy. And
so can make themselves like younger?
No, they can make themselves grow. Like, so if you chop off their thing, their arm will grow again.
Wow.
And I just think that that's kind of cool. Now, I kind of did know that, but I didn't know if other people knew that.
How would you have ever known that? I didn't even know they had three hearts. You said that like it was an obvious.
Oh, I thought that was obvious. Eight tentacles, three hearts. There you go. And do you want another marine biology fact?
Always.
There's a species of jellyfish that is biologically immortal. It can revert its cells back to an earlier stage and start its life cycle over again.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
So that is what you can do. It can just make itself younger.
Sorry, they made Finding Nemo and they haven't done something with that.
What is the correlation there?
Just between like sea creatures and Disney. Imagine like starting your life. Imagine what Disney would do with that type of...
Do you know what? You're right.
Start your life again.
They made Back to the Future and we can't time travel. This is ridiculous.
Mm.
Ridiculous. A million seconds is equivalent to 11 days. A billion seconds.
Hey, Dave, you're going way too fast.
Okay, so a million seconds.
It's 11 days.
It's 11 days. A billion seconds. How long do you think that is?
11 days. Billion, so much more than a million. I always forget that. A year?
31 years.
Whoa.
31 years is a billion seconds. Isn't that unbelievable?
From 11. Okay, that's a really good way if you're ever like confused about what a billion is.
Yeah, yeah.
From 11 days.
It really puts it into perspective like how much money like Jeff Bezos has. Do you know what I mean?
A whole year.
It's crazy. Now, this one I love. Right, Neptune, the planet, it experiences all four seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Fall,
autumn, just like Earth. However, Neptune takes about 165 Earth years to complete one orbit around the sun, so each season lasts approximately 40 years.
In summer,
I just think that's unbelievable. Imagine a 40-year summer; that'd be fantastic.
Imagine a 40-year winter.
Now, I have another planet fact for you, and I love this one so much. This one just blew my mind, right? The Earth takes 365 days to complete a trip around the sun.
Mm.
But it's actually not 365 days. It's 365 days and 6 hours, right? But for convenience, we ignore the 6 hours. But over 4 years, that 6 hours
comes a day,
accumulates to a full day, and that's when we have a leap year. February 29th, that's when we do it.
Wow.
How cool is that?
You know that, Callum? I kind of knew something
because that's like that's the reason why the leap year has no one ever questioned why we have the leap year.
Calendar people were quirky.
Yeah,
the leap year thing.
Let's go wild.
What do they teach you in school?
I thought this one was really interesting. October 31st in the year 2000 was the last time that all of humanity was on Earth. Since then, there has always been at least one person in space.
No.
Yeah. Right now, there is currently 10 people in space.
So what year was it that last time?
October 31st, the year 2000.
Wow.
That's the last time that all of humanity was on Earth.
How can you do a census properly?
It's crazy. And I thought this one was interesting. When a person receives a kidney transplant, they don't take out the old kidneys. They just shove them to the side and leave them there.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Apparently, they just put in a new one, but they don't take out the other one. Because they're so small, like you don't need them. You don't need to take the other one out. You could just leave it there.
I'd be like, get it out of me.
How gas is that? Here's some other honorary mentions. In black and white films, milk was used to simulate rain because water was obviously not visible on camera otherwise.
Yeah, because I remember, like, I haven't seen a black and white film in ages, but you look at them and the raindrops are very prominent.
Very prominent.
Right.
And that would make sense.
And so was the blood. They used chocolate milk for blood. How crazy is that?
That'd be better.
A lot of chocolate milk in the vampire movies and stuff like that.
The dairy industry is going.
Speaking of chocolate milk, did you know it was invented by a man from Ireland?
Was it?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Don't know. And the human body contains about 60,000 miles of blood vessels. If you laid out all of our blood vessels out, they could circle the earth twice.
In each individual body?
In each individual person.
Whoa!
That's crazy. It's like something like, I think I learned before, like a horse's like intestines is like a mile long or something. When you like actually spread it out, which I
just
think
can't believe in today's world. You know the way like with operations I'm figuring out, like if, you know, God forbid you had like, you know, something threatening inside you. How can we see inside ourselves by now? Like better than a bloody, what's it called when you get the scan?
The ultrasound.
Better than an ultrasound. How can I not just see what's in me?
Wait till you hear about this new technology called X-rays.
What I mean,
it's gonna blow your mind.
I want to wake up in the morning
and be transparent,
and then be able to click the button and be like, everything all right inside? I am good. Everyone's happy. No baby.
Come up with a great invention.
Yeah, it's decent. Sir.
I'm sure someone else has thought of it before now. You're on Spin, and of course, and Move on Spin with Emma and Dave. Good morning.
Move. Morning.
Move.
Get out the way.
Hey, I got an invite to something the other day that I'm going to, and I just think it's way too premature, but you best believe I'm going.
Oh, go on.
I love me a barbecue. A barbecue on the weekend of the first weekend of April is questionable in my opinion.
What you're invited to, a barbecue?
A barbecue.
It's the 3rd of April. That's a bit much.
This is my cousin. He's having a housewarming party and he invited everyone last week. And I was like, it came into the family group WhatsApp, like the extended family. And I was like, are you mad, Luke? I know it's nice out, but it is April. And then I saw that all my family, like my mum and dad and everything, were like, yeah, sure. And I was like, all right, okay, well, I was planning on going home to see you guys. You're now going to a barbecue. So I will obviously go to barbecue also.
And you say it's a home, like a home.
Yeah, they've just him and his partner's moved into a house, yeah.
Because if someone's having a barbecue this early, I'm thinking they're actually leaving. And they obviously have loads of meats in the freezer. And they need,
I'm going to Australia. Exactly. The flight's on Thursday.
You know when you knew the power was going to go out, so you had to eat everything in the freezer?
We're going to clean out the freezer next Thursday, so let's just keep having freezer dinner.
So exactly. That's what I thought. That'd be the only reason you have a barbecue this early. That's a bit mad.
A friend of ours has upset us on many an occasion in the past when it comes to having her first 99 of the year in like February, March time. Again, not 99 time of year.
Oh yeah, this person will have a 99 always.
Turn on of a 99 machine, she'd be there. It kind of gives me the vibe of like water fights in December or seeing someone scuba diving in on the beach in Port Marnock in like October, November. It's just not a vibe.
Yeah.
But it seems like loads of people are having barbecues this weekend.
Yeah, well, the weird thing is that our boss, Nick, he's cleaning out the shed. So it's kind of the same vibe as I was thinking of. He's cleaning out the shed this weekend and he's cleaning out the barbecue. So he wants to have a barbecue this weekend just with his family, right? And he's not having like a big thing because obviously he knows that'd be weird if he invited everyone to a barbecue in April.
I was chatting to my friends yesterday and I've the house to myself for a couple of days next week. So we're going to do a sleepover. And I was like, why don't, like, the girl, you know me, sleepovers.
Oh, you love them famously.
Love my girly sleepovers. I was like, yeah, sure, come over during the weekend, stay over, whatever. And then my friend was like, yeah, let's do a barbecue. I was like, sorry.
I hate when people do that.
April.
Like, I hate when people do that.
Everyone talking about barbecues.
No, it's too much. And you know what? I was walking. Yes, I went on a walk, but I was obviously going to Borgosh. So I wore a shirt, But like, I wouldn't, like, wore like an open shirt, and I just left the house with the shirt and the t-shirt.
And your bare,
obviously, I had pants on as well.
And your bare chest was out underneath the shirt.
But like, I had the t-shirt, I had the pants, and then I had the t-shirt, and then the shirt over it. And I was just walking around. I was like, no jacket. I was like, it's way too early for this. I really like. I didn't regret it, but I was a little bit like, this is too much too soon. I'm getting ahead of myself. You know when you get really excited for someone, you're like, we are so back. But you can get, you can do that too early.
There are culottes looking at me. If you don't know what a culotte is.
Yeah, it was a culotte. Like,
I'll keep for the early quiz.
Do you want me to take my headphones off and
will you close
cover
your ears,
my ears?
Please, yeah.
My God.
A culottes are like shorter kind of trousers, right? Like they're kind of like ankle grazers, a little bit shorter. Again, you're fine now, yeah. Come back. And I even feel like it's a bit premature for them. Never mind a bloody barbecue in April.
I don't know what was said. I've nothing to add to that at all.
Anyway, I'm just going to be packing blankets. Never mind bringing a starter.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
What if we just started whispering about the golden ticket?
Hey, do you remember the really early days of the show when we learned that day you can't burp properly, Dave?
Yeah.
So your body does really weird noises trying to get rid of gas that isn't just farts.
Yeah.
And normally we'd rate your indigestion on how you feel about whether the golden ticket's going to be won or not. Any indigestion this morning? Or?
A little bit from the cups of tea I've had, yeah. I think it's going to be a good player today. Wow. Do I ever say anything different?
I think it'd be really funny if you said it's going to be a shite player today.
Yeah, let's go with that. I'd say it's going to be a crap player today. No, I won't. I don't think that. I think it'd be a good player.
Grania is standing by. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, how are you?
Are you my mother?
Very confused.
That might sound a little bit weird, like out of context. My mother's name is Grania. I'm not just going around and any woman who picks up asking for my long lost mother. Don't worry.
Are you my mother?
If you're not my mother, don't text in.
Are you my mother?
What's the crack with you for the day, Grania?
Not much. In work for a bit.
What do you do for work?
In work for a bit. That sounds cool.
I work in fundraising communications in a charity.
So. Very good.
So you don't take it very seriously then? Yeah. You just pop it in out as you please, do you? Money joke.
And what's
no, money in for half day today, so it's nice.
Okay, very nice. And when's the last time you were away on holidays, Grania?
Pre-COVID.
Oh, you're in desperate need.
You're going 2019 back here.
All right, well, Grania, let's see.
Yeah.
So sorry, can I just be clear? You haven't been to Dublin Airport since 2019.
I've been to drop people off. I haven't actually been to go myself.
You haven't had to take off your belt.
Do you know what, Grania? If you
put your stuff in a tray.
If you win this, no. I'll drop you off.
Yeah, deal.
Do you know what? I'll go for the spin.
There you go. Right, Grania, let's see if we can do this. This is Emma and Dave's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
No, I actually haven't.
All right, well, I'm going to run you through it. It's very, very simple. Basically, five songs and artists are going to play within 25 seconds, and you need to guess the five songs and artists within the 25 seconds. If you do so, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Is that all right?
Yep.
All right, let's go through a couple of rules. If the song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Grania?
Okay.
You got this. Focus. Be as quick as you can and just spit out guesses as quick as you can
exactly.
as well.
And Grania, if you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
Oh, I don't know. Just get it over with. Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
hon. Do you know what? We say the same thing about this show every day. All right. Grania, where are you from?
Bray.
Grania from Bray. The best of luck. 25 seconds on the
Come
clock.
On.
And song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Play the toll.
Abracadabra, Lady Gaga.
Stop the clock. Nice one. One and done.
We got there. Now it did cost you about 9 seconds to get there, so try your best to speed it up. You get the vibe of the game now. You've got 16 seconds left on the clock and four songs to go between you and this holiday.
Very doable, Grania. It's four seconds per song, so it's unbelievable. What I need to do, Grania, is just take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and we'll go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Okay. Start the clock.
I'm so mature, collected. Bedcam, Sabrina Carpenter?
No, it's the other one. The one they're pushing at the moment.
Taste?
No.
Do you want to swap it, Grania?
Oh my God.
Swap it, Grania.
Swap it.
No, I don't like that.
Okay, that's a bit bitchy now, Callum. That's a bit bitchy.
I don't like that.
We played it two songs ago, so you can leave me alone.
I don't like it.
That's Busy Woman by Sabrina Carpenter. It's the...
I wouldn't have got that.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad you used your swap then. We're back to 16 seconds on the clock, and you've got a brand new song two.
All right, let's go for a brand new song two, Grania. Place in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I took a page out of your favorite book.
Oh no, I don't know this neither.
Oh no, he's a tattooed man, very big, very friendly. The song isn't about a window, it's about a... Three.
No.
He likes to do breaststrokes.
Teddy Swims. Oh, yeah. Crap. Damn it. I can't do it at the end.
It is Teddy Swims. It was Teddy Swims and The Door. Grainne, did you have fun?
Okay. I did.
Oh, well, that's all that matters.
Listen. Enjoy your half day today, Grainne. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, Grainne.
Thanks, Mel. Bye.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Listen, if you'd like to get on and play, it'd be lovely to win this on a Friday.
Yeah.
And it is Freitag tomorrow.
Freitag?
Is that German? Do you check if that's German?
Sometimes your brain, man, you just do what you want,
I
don't
just
you?
I do what I want.
Emma Nolan, she does what she wants. Okay.
Freitag.
Freitag.
I don't think it's Freitag, because that doesn't...
Freitag.
Yeah, so
do you
like...
do German in school?
Yeah, I was terrible at it.
Right.
In French? I just loved the way, I just always found it immaturely hilarious. Like, Germany's to say in... I love you, you'd say Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich, yeah. Germany's in the Canary Islands, isn't it? Pretty sure.
French Friday. Vendredi.
What is that?
Friday.
Oh, very good.
Callum, what does Dehina mean?
Friday.
Listen, if you would like to pay the golden ticket tomorrow and win this holiday, message us the word golden now, please. You could be on the air and winning tomorrow on Freitag.
Nice.
Martin Day Lewin. Monday.
Monday morning.
Morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
We're playing tomorrow.
No, randomly. I know, but I just wanted to show off.
Lola Young and Messi on your number one hit music station. You're on Spin. Well,
sing one about Ronaldo, what? Sorry.
Messi.
Yeah.
Messi. Yeah. That okay, great. I saw this headline this morning and I just thought, my God, there's causing fear and then there's causing fear.
Oh,
but
no.
It is factual. It's RTE and they're saying that the HSE have said that members of the public who were travelling for 15 minutes or more on the Dublin Connolly Sligo train in carriage D, which left Dublin at 5:05 PM on the 28th of March, right?
Yeah.
It's a while ago. May have been exposed to measles.
Oh my God.
Isn't that like, where was I? What,
that's like
where,
the
what
worst,
was I doing?
That's like the worst maths question like, ever.
It goes straight past your email.
A train leaving Sligo to Dublin at this time, how much measles have you contracted?
That is literally put in the leaving cert for next year. That is not nice, guys.
It spins fully charged, recharged.